From NPR News in Washington, I'm Winter Johnston. While the standoff in Ukraine continues, the U.S. and other world leaders are continuing to try and de-escalate the crisis. As NPR's Diane Wall reports, Secretary of State John Kerry issued a stern warning to Russia today.
The State Department says Kerry advised his Russian counterpart against continued military escalation and provocation in Ukraine. Kerry also said that steps by Russia to annex Crimea would close any available space to diplomacy. During a phone call, Kerry urged Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to exercise the utmost restraint. Vacationing in Florida, President Obama spoke to the leaders of France, England, and Italy, and to the heads of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. The White House says all of the leaders reject the planned March 16th secession referendum in Crimea. They call on Russia to pull its forces back to their military bases, and they support the formation of a contact group leading to direct talks between Ukraine and Russia. Diane Waugh, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Navy has sent a guided missile destroyer to assist in the search for a missing Malaysian Airlines flight. NPR's Sam Sanders reports three Americans were on board the flight, which went missing more than 24 hours ago.
The Navy is deploying the USS Pinckney to the southern coast of Vietnam to help search for the plane, which had 239 people on board. The Navy is also sending a P-3C Orion aircraft from Japan. It will help with long-range and radar search. The U.S. vessels will join an international search effort. Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 took off from Kuala Lumpur early Saturday and was bound for Beijing, but the airline says contact was lost. Military planes from Vietnam reported seeing two oil slicks off that country's coast, but they have not yet linked them to the missing plane. In a statement, Malaysia Airlines asked all Malaysians and people around the world to pray for the flight. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
The nation's largest gathering of conservative activists came to a close outside of Washington, D.C. tonight. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin headlined the final day of the Conservative Political Action Conference. In closing remarks, Palin said the Republican establishment doesn't push hard enough for change in Washington.
Some GOP experts, they subscribe to the old saying, you know, don't interrupt while they're in the process of destroying themselves. Maybe true, but you do interrupt when they are in the process of destroying your country.
The conference also featured the results of the annual presidential preference poll. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul captured an overwhelming 31% of the vote, taking first place for the second straight year. Texas Senator Ted Cruz came in second with 11%. This is NPR News. The California legislature is set to consider a bill to ban orca killer whale shows at SeaWorld in San Diego. SeaWorld questions the legality of the measure. And as Danielle Carson reports, San Diego officials say the park is an economic driver for the city.
San Diego's SeaWorld attracts more than 4 million visitors a year, and the orca shows are the marquee attraction. But the bill's sponsor, Assemblyman Richard Bloom, says the practice of keeping orcas captive for human amusement must end.
California has long been a leader in animal welfare, and we must continue to lead the way. There's simply no justification for the continued captive display of orcas for entertainment purposes.
Bloom says he decided to draft the measure after watching the documentary Blackfish that delivered a blistering critique of SeaWorld's handling of captive orcas. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
President Obama is continuing his push to raise the nation's minimum wage. In his weekly address today, he reiterated his call for Congress to increase wages from $7.25 an hour to $10.10.
A clear majority of Americans support raising the minimum wage because we believe that nobody who works full-time should have to live in poverty.
In this week's Republican address, Senator Rob Portman of Ohio discussed a GOP plan designed to spark economic recovery. He says under reforms in the Jobs for America plan, unemployment would drop and incomes would rise as the gap separating the rich from the poor closes. Veteran stage, film, and TV actress Sheila McRae has died. She was best known for playing Alice Cramden in the recreation of The Honeymooners in the 1960s. This is NPR.